can be rare to meet a person who just plain enjoys life. This week, I'm talking to Kanzi Powell, a children's book writer and illustrator from Ely, Minnesota. I think you'll hear what I mean about enjoying life.
My dad was a marine geologist. And so I grew up, it was in San Diego. We lived about two blocks from the ocean. So I grew up spending lots of time outside. We would go snoop around in the tide pools. And my parents were totally supportive of that. If I would bring home little things, you know, I'd find a horny toad or I'd find a this or that. My parents were totally cool about it. It's like the world out there, it's this wonderful place with all this neat, marvelous messiness. And, you know, that was just sort of a normal for me. And it's still a normal for me. It's just like, you know, that's the way it is. That's what's totally cool.
Neat, marvelous messiness. That kind of sums it up. By the way, Kanzi is short for Constance, both her name and nickname, which came from her grandmother. Kanzi ended up at Carleton College, where she met and married her husband, Roger.
Well, when, we'll start out, when he was being a graduate student, I was being the wage earner. But then when we moved to North Carolina and he got a job, then it's like, okay, it's my turn. And I started freelancing, doing freelance artwork.
Kanzi has a master's in elementary education, but chose not to teach. Her path led elsewhere.
When we lived in North Carolina, I ended up with a freelance gig that was probably the most wonderful one I could have asked for. And that is that, oh, about the time that my daughter was starting school, I started doing some illustrations for an environmental education newsletter that was being published by the state game agency. After like 6 years of it being that way, the Wildlife Commission decided that they were going to integrate this publication into their monthly state wildlife magazine. And they said, well, actually, we need somebody to freelance, edit, and design it. Would you consider doing this? And so it's like, I can do this. And the best way to learn something is just to jump in over your head and do it.
She is still freelancing for the Wild Notebook. But when her husband retired, they bought land up north. After 30 years in Raleigh, North Carolina, they moved to Ely, where they built a house and live on just under 20 acres.
But the Midwest has always felt more like home, and so when he officially retired, we moved back to Ely. And I say officially in finger quotes because I don't think he's ever going to retire.
Their house is off the grid, powered by solar panels. It's located about 3 miles outside of Ely.
You know, I've got a studio upstairs, and my husband has a study there. And then in the basement, below us here, he's got a nice big woodworking shop. Photovoltaic panels right out there. This is facing straight south. And up on the roof, we have thermal panels that make hot water. And so it's a pretty nice little system. And it's a very tight house. You know, when we designed it to be a nice tight house. Mm-hmm. And it is.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to Kanzi Powell, a children's book writer and illustrator from Ely, Minnesota. Besides freelancing, Kanzi writes and illustrates her own children's books. It's unusual for a person to have the talent of writing and illustrating their own stories.
Actually, kind of a nice thing, because if you have honed your story, and then as you're honing your story, you've also got these images in your mind, and you kind of play them off and on each other. And I'm seeing a vole right now. it hid, but I looked out and there it was.
Really? Well, what does a vole look like?
A vole is a little mouse with a short tail. It's about this long. Those are redback voles we have out here. And they're just busy little guys out there.
Most of Kanzi's books have animals as characters or are about nature. It was clear to me in the short time we had together that she just loves the world outside of her window.
I mean, we see the birds, but birds are easier to see. But to look out and see the voles. Now, I'm really glad you saw one because, yeah, they're getting busy. They're getting busier out there because, you know, they're getting hungry. And it's
after we finished admiring the voles, we got back to her craft.
I personally like pen and ink and strong sort of line and shape and stuff like that. So I have worked in ink, and I've worked in scratchboard, and I've done woodcuts, and usually have added color to them with watercolor or with gouache, which is opaque watercolors.
Kanzi worked for many years before she got a book published in 1997. She also illustrates for other writers. She's worked on 14 books, half of which she wrote and half she illustrated for other writers.
I've done some books with a gal who's written the stories, and she has brought to the stories, her stories, a perspective that I would not be able to bring to the story. Like she has a story about a young girl who goes out with her great uncle to howl for wolves, and she's a little bit scared of going out in the woods at night. But the thing is, you know, I couldn't write that story myself because I'm not scared of going out into the woods at night, but lots of people are. And if they want to get over that, then a story like this can help them. It's wonderful.
Authors like Kanzi don't just love their work. They love the craft itself. And of course, they love books.
Oh, I, besides working on kids' books, I actually, when I stopped in town the other day and picked up this book about E.B. White that I was telling you about, and I picked up another book we'd ordered, got those books at the bookstore, and then I'd stopped at the library and picked up two books that I thought, oh, those look like interesting novels to read, plus one that I had requested. So here I'm coming home and I have five books. And I'm walking along and I thought, you know what? I love books so much. I just love books so much. And so, you know, maybe when it comes down to it, it's like, I guess I'm sort of a book person for what that's worth.
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.